You're listening to the Johnny Jam Show on 106.3 AFN Bahrain the Eagle. I'm your host, Johnny Jams, a.k.a. Petty Officer John Nye, serving America's best. It is 9:08 Wednesday, February 1st. It is the start of Black History Month. It's a time to spotlight the pioneering history and challenges and achievements that African Americans have had in America and the world. We've been spotlighting some track stars and some athletes out there today. And of course, we've got our question of the day. It's posted up on our Facebook page at AFN Bahrain. What does Black History Month mean to you? We've got a special guest in the booth, Commander Elise Braxton from Public Health here in Bahrain, and we also like to call her DJ Renaissance. She's going to be sharing with us all kinds of wellness activities, things that are happening here and this month, things that you can be engaged with. DJ Renaissance, tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you came from, how long you've been in the military, and whatever else is on your mind.
Commander Elise Braxton. I've been here in Bahrain for a little over 3 months now. I came from Rota before this, and that's where I had my first exposure to being on the radio on AFN. And it's actually a lot of fun. The reason I'm DJ Renaissance is when I went to Villanova Nursing School, they started a new chapter of a nursing sorority, and the girls on the line decided to give me the name Renaissance because I was an older person. I've been around the world, seen that, done that, have lots of the t-shirts and magnets. And so when it came time to giving myself a DJ name, Renaissance was it. I went to Elizabeth Talon College, my very first degree, graduated back in 87. I'm a Philly girl, and I know it is like super high energy, fly Eagles fly room here in the DJ booth. I'm praying for a victory in 2 weeks. My most recent degree is in, I have a master's of public health from George Washington University. And I focused on global health. And I'm here in Bahrain as the public health nurse, and I'm also serving as the senior nurse officer. I've been in the Navy. It'll be 20 years coming up in April. And originally I was an enlisted reservist up at the Willow Grove Naval Air Station. So I was air crew, and so a naval flight attendant. And my background as a civilian, I was in the pharmaceutical industry for about 15 years, doing sales, marketing, research, etc. But what I'd like to talk to you about today is things that are related to health. And so the Navy Marine Corps Public Health Center, they have different health topic months. They change it around a little bit. And so before in January, it used to be Healthy Weight Month, but now it is Work-Life Balance. So technically in the United States, it is still January. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about work-life balance because that's something that's very important. So let me ask you a question. What do you like to do for work-life balance?
So I love bicycling. So, you know, it's been great this time of year. I do know when the summer season rolls around, it does get a little hot out here in Bahrain, but I just enjoy just being outdoors. I also do a little bit of gardening, a little bit of a green thumb as well.
Nice. Thank you. Now, I tend to kill plants, but that is a goal someday is to learn to actually keep a plant alive. But we've been partnering with the MWR Fitness Center. On the 8th and the 22nd of January, my sailors from the health promotion team and I were working with Wellness Wednesday outside of the rock climbing room, real close to the credit union from 12 to 1300. And we would just talk to passersby in the Freedom Souk, and we asked people what kinds of things they did for work-life balance. And if you go on our Facebook page, which is Navy Medicine Readiness and Training Unit Bahrain, lots of words, but you'll find us. We have a picture of what different people have submitted for what they do for work-life balance. NSA XO Commander Rivera, he said go-karting. And I questioned him because, again, I'm public health, and he does wear the proper protective equipment. We have other people talking about playing video games. And for myself, at my age, I can do an Atari. You guys, you know how to do the two-handed Game Boy, Xbox, etc. But lots of people like to do Call of Duty and other games that I'm not familiar with. Other people like to walk, whether it's with their family, their friends, their dogs. Other people like to volunteer. People like to pray, listen to podcasts, different sports. People like to run, bicycle. I like to swim. We had people stating they wanted to travel, time with family, singing, karaoke, watching videos, etc. And so those are things that we think are very important because, again, in the line of work that we're in, we technically could be 24/7. And in order to just to have that balance, just to clear your mind, it's important to distract yourself from that. And one of the activities we even had at the table was Fitness Center. They had photocopies of coloring pages. And so they had colors there if people wanted to color in with a crayon or with a magic marker. But we even told people, let's take it back to your office, because again, even just the idea of focusing in on the coloring sheet and just drawing lines as if you were doodling, that's distracting you from the realities of day to day. So if you're able to take a break like that, or even an air break, I know we are not proponents of smoking or vaping or any of those types of carcinogenic behaviors, but even if you can take a 10-minute air break and just go outside, maybe walk around your building.
Stay dialed in. We've got great medical news and wellness here on Wednesday. And we are back from that nice air break. We've got all kinds of great things happening here on base, and we're talking more about wellness here on Wednesday. I'm going to give it over to DJ Renaissance Commander Braxton to talk a little bit more about what's happening here on base.
Thank you. Well, again, when we're talking about work-life balance, it is important because, again, we can, I think just the nature of the military and the personalities that are in the military, we can just tend to work, and put yourself not as a priority. And so some of the things that are important are time management, and such as making a schedule. So that way you've got things to check off. It gives you something to track as to what types of activities you have. Also including scheduling downtime. And so I know sometimes for people in relationships, they'll even schedule in their calendar date night just to make sure that they don't forget that significant person in their life. Also taking vacations and just as a chance to get away from it all. And ideally don't bring your laptop with you.
That's
but
right.
Go there.
Actually yesterday, yesterday we were talking all about travel, you know, planning where you want to go for
sure.
This year. So we encourage some people to do that planning now. Get ahead of that and, you know, use that time wisely.
For sure.
So I'm a big proponent of scheduling and using that calendar to advantage.
Now, what's on your bucket list for travel?
So I'd love to go back to Japan personally.
Okay.
And, you know, I also want to go back to the States, visit family, maybe get back out to the Grand Canyon as well.
Both beautiful areas. I was stationed on Okinawa two different times in my career, first in the with the Marines and then secondly in support of Marines. And Japan is absolutely lovely. People and the food, the culture. So, you know, definitely people, please take that time to take your leave. We are granted 2.5 days of leave a month. That's 30 days. You can tie it in with your weekends to sort of extend it for a little bit, but definitely take it with you. Also, it's important to set boundaries, not only at work, but also in relationships too, because again, no means no, and we have to make sure that we're honoring ourselves first and foremost. It's also to take in considering exploring flexible working. I know that COVID is not as life-threatening as it was in the past, but some people have the opportunity to telework. I think it's important that you discuss with your superiors how you want to work that out. But if there are opportunities to do this, that you're still able to be productive, that's something that's helpful. Again, making exercise a must. And because again, I know, well, you're standing, I'm sitting. But making sure that you are getting up and moving your body. When I was your age and younger, you didn't necessarily think about taking care of your bones. Now that I'm closer to 60, I see. Okay, so he has a foam roller and a weight. It looks like it's like 50 pounds, a 50-pound dumbbell that he has in one hand. Yes, people, he is strong. But he has his fitness equipment here. I have a 20-pound kettlebell that I have in my office. And so I'll swing that bad boy around every now and then. But again, it's very important to make sure that you're especially getting in weight-bearing exercises, working on those muscles. Muscle is what burns more calories. Muscle weighs more, but again, it takes up less space. And it's good for your bones. And again, for the queenagers, that's for ladies of a certain age, of which I am, make sure that you are doing those strengthening exercises, not necessarily cardio. Cardio is good, but muscle is better. Also, make sure you're maintaining a healthy diet. And so we have our dietitian, and I will talk about that at our next break. But making sure you're getting adequate fruits and vegetables, low-fat foods, proteins, etc. You're looking at me. So is it time for a song yet?
We're getting close, but keep going. I'm all dialed in with the exercise, you know, eating well, healthy eating, active living. It's great.
Thanks. Yeah. This is what it's like to be in Pennsylvania. We just have an understanding with each other. So, but again, making sure you're having a healthy diet. And again, learning to say no. And so that's also part of boundaries, because sometimes you're just not able to commit to something, and you don't want to overcommit and then fail. Also, sometimes setting a routine helps. And because, again, if you're setting a routine, then that allows you to have more flexibility. And I know it's time for a song.
All right, well, we've got a great song. This is a good old classic Michael Jackson song. It's called Beat It. Here is Michael Jackson with his song Beat It. You're listening to the Johnny Jam Show on AFN Bahrain the Eagle. It is about 9:26, and we are hanging out here on a Wednesday, talking wellness, looking at work-life balance, and just ways not only to stay fit, but to keep that peace of mind as we go forward, continuing to do all of the work here in NSA Bahrain. So I'm going to kick it back over to you, DJ Renaissance, and talk more about this work-life balance.
Sure, thanks. Well, you played Beat It a moment ago, and when I was in high school, Thriller had just come out, and my first year in college, Thriller, the album, and again, the CDs weren't even around yet, the album could have been the background for parties. And so you think about how technology has changed over the years, and one of the things for work-life balance is embracing technology and different apps. And so I know, for example, with the Warfighter Wellness, and there is a Facebook page for this that you can sign up for. They have different apps, and you can talk about, there's one that's called Breathe to Relax. You can get that both on Android and on the Apple phones. And so that's actually a device to help you with breathing. There's another one, the Military OneSource. They have lots of activities that will help you with work-life balance. And then there's another, and I'm looking here at my phone right now. It's a way for you to track how your emotions are, because again, mental health is always a part of everything. And making sure that you are getting the resources that you need. If you are having trouble, it's always good to have a third party to help talk things through. Another is setting realistic goals. And when we were talking during the break, you were saying is that you like to eat the elephant early in the day. Can you tell me a little bit more about that, please?
Yeah, so I love, you know, being able to have the opportunity to wake up early to kind of get some of those bigger tasks done and to get right into the office and get this radio show going to try to encourage and just bring up some of the morale here on base and engage with our audience as well on Facebook. We're working on getting some phone calls in as well, so to have those discussions and getting that exercise in. Like you said earlier, I brought out the weights and that foam roller, you know, doing that exercise because, you know, we're on air here for about 4 hours in the morning, and that's important to stay active even while I'm here.
Tell me a little bit more again about your foam roller and that 50-pound barbell that you keep here.
Yeah, so they're not mine. It's we'll call it the team workout, you know, equipment here. It's up here in the studio, and we do. We'll roll out, you know, if we're coming from the gym or going to the gym or just to get a little stretch in between songs, in between, you know, talks and that we share with everyone. And it is important, you know, always getting ready for those, you know, fitness exams that are coming up here
yes,
in the spring.
PRT.
So you want to be ready for that so we don't have to get ready.
Thank you. Another is knowing your strengths. And part of it has to do with knowing your strengths if you're a morning person, evening person, et cetera, but then using those strengths to your advantage. Also, what's nice is the ability to delegate and then asking for help. The ability to ask for help is a sign of strength, not of weakness, because again, you are a subject matter expert in radio. I am not. And if I'm doing this all on my own, I would jack this up. So it's important to have experts as you doing this. It's also important to vocalize your plans because, again, if you are actually stating a commitment, people can hold you accountable. And oftentimes people have accountability partners when they are in the process of losing weight or they have fitness goals. Okay. And lastly, is just making sure that you're taking care of yourself first. When you think about when you fly, you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you help others. Please always do that. Yeah.
Oh, and I love that. So that is something that my mom used to always say to me, make sure your oxygen mask is the one first before helping others. And that goes back to your breathing. You talked about the importance of breathing. I know the base has a yoga meditation thing that they do at the fitness center, which is great. And it's just a way to continue to center yourself. So that way you're ready, you know, when the things come flying at you, you know how to delegate, how to teamwork, how to draw people in to help you accomplish that mission.
Yes.
And that is key and central to what we're doing here in the Fifth Fleet. So, hey, we're going to get back into some more music. Stick with us and enjoy. Welcome back to the Johnny Jam Show. We are talking wellness here on Wednesday, and we're going to get more into some of these things that are happening. It is February 1st, and this month it's all about chronic issues that we face, maybe old issues from past in life, former family members, and just learning how to deal with that going forward. So I'm going to turn it back over to our commander, Miss Braxton, and DJ Renaissance.
Well, thank you very much. So again, as we were saying, February is the Navy Marine Corps Public Health Center's focus on chronic conditions. And chronic conditions are often ones that unfortunately you have to take chronic medication for. And such diseases might be diabetes, hypertension, and high cholesterol. And I'm not going to put you on the spot, but when you think about those three diseases, they're all asymptomatic. You can't feel that you have any of those. So it's very important that you go for your annual screenings. And so making sure that you're getting your blood tests. I know that in the aviation community, every 5 years, you have to get an EKG and different things. I work along with occupational health nurses, and depending on what type of job you have here, if you're a firefighter, if you work in the child youth center, working at the pool, there's certain physicals that you have to have, or even audiograms for those who are working in high sound areas such as aviation or even with the fire equipment. So it's, again, it's very important that you're working with your primary care provider and your IDC, that you're getting these screenings. And then also, too, getting screenings for prostate exams for breast cancer. When it's October is usually the focus for breast cancer month, and but I also like to focus in that men can get it too. And so do you remember the group KISS?
Yes.
Peter Criss, who is the KISS man, he had breast cancer. And what happened with him is he noticed a lump after he was working out, and he went to his physician, and it was actually, they found it, they were able to recover it. Or then another man, do you remember the show The Price is Right?
Yes, The Price is Right.
Well, you remember that guy Roddy, come on down!
Yeah.
He actually, unfortunately, died from breast cancer. And so it's often, the focus is often on women, but men have mammary glands too. So again, that's very important that these things are checked. And so making sure that you have a good working relationship with your primary care providers, staying on top of these things, because again, such diseases as diabetes, high cholesterol, hypertension, you may not necessarily feel. And so ideally, you would want to try to prevent it before it happens. And that's the idea of public health and preventive medicine, is to try to stop it before it even starts. And so again, by making sure that you're having a healthy diet, exercise, they all play in together. But think about it too, and again, not putting you on the spot, because we all have families, we all came from someone, but making sure you're thinking about mom, dad, your aunts, your uncles, your siblings, what diseases they have, because again, there's that potentiality that this could happen to you. We can do a lot of things to modify our behaviors, but we can't change our genetics. And so I know for myself, I think of my family history, and so trying to modify what I eat, because that's really the only thing I can control. So we have coming up next week for the full week, Lieutenant Brianna Butler, who's a registered dietitian, and Mr. Giuseppe Licari, he's a wellness coach. They're from our parent command in Sigonella, and they are going to be coming over for the whole week. And there's a calendar of events, and we have it posted on Facebook. So they're going to be talking about nutrition fundamentals and meditation and mindfulness on Sunday the 5th. On Monday the 6th, they're going to be talking about physical fitness and supplementation. And supplements is a big deal. Especially in the military community, as well as work-life balance on Monday. On Tuesday the 7th, they're going to have a tour of the exchange slash little mini commissary, as well as fueling for shift workers. And as a junior nurse, you're working 12-hour shifts, and including the night shift, which can really mess up with your system, so working for that. Then on Wednesday morning, because we have our Coast Guards over on NSA-2, they're going to be over at the Firebolt Memorial Pavilion talking about work-life balance. And let me just preface that every other course will be at the MWR Fitness or the conference room. And then healthy cooking and shopping tips. And on Thursdays, knowing your macros and stress management. A lot of people like to count their macros when they're trying to dial in. They're going to talk about the macros and the stress management. So again, we have this posted on our Facebook page. The base PAO has been kind enough to post this on their page as well. And so if you would like to have individual appointments for nutrition wellness coaching or tobacco cessation. The information is listed there on the Facebook page. And so people can read that and they can make other appointments.
Well, excellent. We'll be sure to repost that on our Facebook page as well. So if you're listening, you can take a look at the base Facebook page or at AFN Bahrain to get some more of the details of these great wellness and health events that are coming up here this month. And we are still standing here at AFN Bahrain. It is 9:42, and hey, we've got more to share with you. So go ahead, DJ Renaissance, tell us a little bit more about how people can get in touch with you and how people can learn more about what's happening here.
Thank
on
you.
Base.
Well, okay. Well, one of the things, and as we were talking over the break, I like to say that we as health promotions groups were sort of like parasites because, again, with the way that the military is, nobody has any money. And so what we like to join along with other groups. So we have very strong working relationships with MWR Fitness Center, with the Wounded Warriors, Child Youth Center, Fleet Family Support Services, and the Red Cross. And we like to partner up and provide assistance. And so therefore we can share our message. I know that we have, I can't recall who it is, I think it's MWR, but they're doing a color run on the 9th of February. So we will be a part of that. Because again, it's important to stress health wherever you go. And one of the big things we think is mental health, making sure people are getting that dialed in. I can be reached at here on base at 439-2915. And my email, which is probably the best way, because again, just working with the phone system, it's Elyse, E-L-Y-S-E, dot M as in Marie, dot Braxton, B-R-A-X-T-O-N, dot mil as in military at health health.mil. So that's the best way to reach me. And again, we love to collaborate with different entities here on base. There's probably people that we don't know are out there that we can assist and who we would ask who can assist us in getting our messages of health across. Again, some very good websites we have. We're active on our Facebook page, which again is the Navy Medicine Readiness and Training Unit Bahrain. There's also the Warfighter Wellness page that people can sign up for, because that is how the Navy Marine Corps Public Health Center, that's what they are going to now for getting their messages across, because again, it is to support the warfighter as well as their dependents. We are here to help you if you are in need of ShipShape, which is a program to help with weight management. We also have tobacco cessation classes if people are interested in cutting their tobacco. I know that vaping is, unfortunately, it's a growing thing. When I was in graduate school for my master's in public health, we were in a class and they were talking about Juul. And when I think Juul, I'm thinking diamonds, emeralds, rubies. And it's actually spelled J-U-U-L, which is some type of electronic cigarette device. And people might think, oh, well, there's not so much tobacco in it. But the thing is, though, there are still carcinogenic chemicals that people don't know what they really are. And especially for younger people, when you think about when you were 25 or younger, you might have done a few stupid things in your day. I know I have. The reason that we do what we did back then is because our frontal lobe hasn't fully developed and the brain is very critical, and you can't get a new brain out of a vending machine if you want a new one. And so it's especially important for the younger generations is to make sure that they don't even try these things, because again, those chemicals can affect the brain, which can affect their decision-making skills. And so we try to impress upon the school students is that you're probably going to want to graduate high school, either join the military, go to college, get a trade. You want to drive a car. These all require decision-making skills. Anything you can do to protect your brain and to give it the ultimate protection and health to do so. So that's basically what we have for today. But again, I can be reached at elise.m.braxton.mil at health.mil, or my number here on base is 439-2915. And we have a health promotion team, and we would love to be able to get out and about to get our messages across. We're always up for new ideas. If there's people who would like to learn more things that we don't know about, my personal motto is the crazier idea, the better. Because again, everyone has something that someone else does not know. And it's about synergy and supporting people and their ideas. So anything other for me?
Yeah, well, hey, you heard it, Bahrain. I mean, there is a lot going on here on base, so you want to get plugged in this month. Be sure to, you know, get some of that blood work done. Get your PHA done. Get ready for that fitness test. Mm-hmm. But take your time. Find the breaths in between. Keep that mental stability mm-hmm. going. Be in touch with your friends and your family. Remember, you know, you're not alone out there. We work mm-hmm. as a team, and stay connected with one another. Mm-hmm. You've got great resources here on base with the wellness team and the public health team that are there at the clinic. And if you have some questions, feel free to reach right out to Commander Braxton, or again, DJ Renaissance.
And as you're talking about breath, and you've mentioned that a few times, and breathing is very important because, I mean, it's a sign that you're alive. But one really good breathing exercise you can do, and I'm going to make you do it while I'm telling you, so inhale for four counts, hold it for seven, and then exhale as if you're like blowing through a straw for eight. And that helps work with the vagus nerve, which is like sort of like around in your stomach. And I know that when I was in graduate school taking classes that were way beyond my intelligence level, I got stressed out about that. But just helping doing those breathing exercises, that can definitely calm you down. So again, just the inhale for four, hold for seven, exhale for eight. But again, it's important to, like, as if you're pursing your lips, blowing through a straw for that eight. Doing that a few times, and that can definitely help calm you down if you are feeling a little bit of stress. Because again, we are leadership and unfortunately sometimes a stressful organization. That's all I have. Braxton out.
All right, you heard it here. Let's get back into some more music on the Johnny Jam Show.